Any other day, we would love to talk about babies and children and the miracle of birth. But some haters today, only because our queen Beyonce outshined his wife's little pregnancy by having twins. Look at that. Look at how it's just glowing.
Damn.
Shout out to Beyonce, because she was like, you haters on the internet, y'all gonna say, haters gonna say it's Photoshop. She's like, look at my belly.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah.
Look at this fucking glamour shot.
Uh-huh.
Your fave could never.
Never in her life.
Shout out to all you dusty chicks that are gonna try to recreate this
yeah.
in your project community center. No, it's not gonna look the same.
I actually had, like, a good weekend. As you guys know, this was my last weekend of not eating meat.
Mm-hmm.
So on Saturday, me and
rush back into this. Your stomach gonna be on fire.
Nah, all right, I ate meat last night, so I'm good.
Okay.
I'll talk about all that too. We had a date night, so in December, I told Sarah like this is what we're gonna do on weekends or what have you. And last Saturday we did our date night, and I had to look up a restaurant. I think we went to Two Brothers. It's like a little roundhouse downtown Aurora, and I looked up a menu that had like vegetarian food or stuff we can eat. I end up having a grilled vegetable sandwich, which was delicious, and some nachos, which were great, and then she had some vegan tacos and. Forget some artichoke spinach dip, whatever. It was on my Instagram. Y'all can look it up. And then since we went out, we didn't have Melissa here. She's at her grandparents. So like the next day we went to the gym, we went out for breakfast. And I was telling her that I was like, I'm gonna end up talking about you because like these past couple of nights, for some reason we are staying up to like 1 or 2 in the morning talking like we just met each other. It's weird. it's crazy. I'm like, but all I'm doing is like telling her stories because I feel like that's very important. And it's hard when you're dating somebody who doesn't want to tell you their life. Like she wants to keep shit to herself. And I'm like, no, I need to know so I know what I'm getting into. But I think the only time we didn't spend any time together on Sunday was when Sterl and Jannard from the wrestling podcast, Wrestling Roundtable, they came over. So I seen, we watched the Royal Rumble together. And then on Monday, I stopped by, I stopped by my god kids, and I dropped off their birthday gifts and hung out with little China because, you know, she didn't want to come over to my house. But as soon as I gave her her gifts, I got her I got her some plates for her kitchen, right? So as soon as she get these plates, she grabbed me by the hand like, all right, come on, we got to go up here and cook. I get up in the little room. She said, all right, I need a table and I need a car. And
oh, like,
yeah,
fancy.
Yeah. I said, what do you need a car for? She said, so I can go to the mall. And she knew exactly what kind of, she said, I want a black and white car, little power wheel.
I was at Walmart earlier and they had like a Cinderella carriage.
Oh, shit.
It was like round and it was pink and it looked like it's like a power wheel, but like in a carriage form.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is adorable. Like, I don't have nobody's child to give this to.
I know. That's how they get you. And that was the thing, too. Like, I brought Brielle a guitar. I got a guitar for Christmas. And the one I had got off Amazon was like a little toy. And I was like, nah, you 12. I got to get something else. So I went on Let Go and got one for a good deal and got her a pick. And then I got her a book for her birthday.
You're like the best godparent ever.
Yeah, I tried with these little dudes, but I was like, you know what? It was a good idea to be a god dad when I didn't have any kids. but now I have, and I don't have a kid. You know, Sarah has her daughter, but I'm like, I have 3 god kids. And then I still, and not even including China, and I try to include her with everything too, but they're expensive. And I told them after Christmas, because I had, when they was over here, that's when I got them the Christmas gifts. I was like, y'all get them books for y'all birthdays, and I got Carmelo this Pokemon book, and he was set. He was like, yeah, this is the best. I was like, all right, we good. So with the diet, I'll talk about that real quick. I ended up losing 10 pounds, which was crazy. Like, I can't remember the last, so I went from like 189 to 179, and the lowest I want to go is 175, but I'm cool at this 179, that'll work. So, and last night we had Chick-fil-A. But I don't think Sarah's going back to red meat ever. So I think it's just going. And I'm only going to do red meat every so often. Cause,
you know what? I don't really do too much red meat. I eat a lot of chicken and a lot of seafood.
Yeah. I like chicken, but I was telling her when we got back to it, I was like, I need to learn how to, you know, make shrimp and stuff. I want, because I can make fettuccine Alfredo, but I was like, if I throw some shrimp in there, that'd be so good. Because I can do it with chicken. But yeah, so I do want to add more seafood into our diet because I like fish.
My salmon, my freaking shrimp, fettuccine, whatever. That's literally all I eat is like chicken, fish, and salmon. I think the only time I really, really eat red meat is like in my spaghetti because I have like ground beef. Yeah. Or every so red meat, pork.
Yeah, pork is red meat. I found that out the hard way. But I was thinking also pizza. Like toppings is always usually red meat.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm a pepperoni person. And every so often I might want a pork chop and I like real bacon. So
yeah.
But it's not common for like, so that's why you want your health kick. I went to the grocery store the other day and I'm like, I'm going to change, you know, the way I eat. Try to do something a little bit more healthy. Kickstart this whole weight loss thing. And so I went to it costs so much to eat. Healthy.
See, though, God. It was, I end up saving money, but you know what? I ate a lot of salad. I can tell y'all what I've eaten. I've had veggie tacos before. I've had, I had veggie hot dogs. The first time it was straight, the second time, not so much. Veggie burgers are decent. I thought it was fourth. Oh, I had a veggie gyro, but that had like tofu in it, but there was no meat. But I caught Jewel when they had the veggie meat. For 2 for $7. And then I ate a lot of salad, a lot of pasta. What else did we eat? We cheese pizza. I never ate cheese pizza in my life. I hated cheese. I was like, oh, it's a waste of a pizza, but had cheese pizza. And then like I think I told you guys I had Taco Bell because you can get vegetarian tacos. And that was about
Taco Bell? Didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a 7-layer burrito. That was delicious. And plus, if you have like if Taco Bell make your stomach hurt, take out the meat. That shit was great. I could have ate it the next day. But yeah, and then like I said, I would go to Sam's Club and get salads, and I was making salads. And then our Jewel, I don't know if I never asked you if y'all Jewels have this. I don't know when last time you've been to a Jewel, but our Jewels have a hot and cold bar, and I can just walk across the street because it's right across the street from my school, and then go in there and I'll make a salad, and they do it on weight. And I've gotten so good that I can actually make a nice size salad and get charged like $3 or $4 for it. So
now I'm trying to think. I don't know the last time I've been to a Jewel, so I don't know if that's new per se. But I normally do that with Mariano's. So you know they have like a cold.
I hear so much good stuff about that place. I still haven't been in there.
Mariano's is the bomb. Like it has everything you need. You can literally spend real time in Mariano's. Like they have like a salad bar and a fruit salad bar, and then they have like your breakfast sandwich, coffee, cappuccino, smoothie cafe thing, and then they also have like regular food, so like they serve meals out there. It'd be like turkey breast and chicken tenders and macaroni and things like that, and you can go, and the way it's set up is you get a carton and they charge you for the pound, like per pound that you eat. Okay. So I think like it's like $5.99 a pound or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so you put all the food that you want. They have another section for just pizza. They have like a dessert section. They got a sushi bar. Like you can spend real time in Mariano's. And God forbid you actually go through the grocery store because they have like, because they're like good for organic food. So they have like a whole place where they have like freshly squeezed juices every single day. They have like the trail mix nut section where you can make your own thing, like a popcorn stand. Like it is so much going on in this grocery store.
It sounds like it's fancy. Like
it is. It's really nice. Like it's expensive. It's a little pricey.
Yeah, I heard that.
But it's a really nice grocery store.
But if this
store.
Is the reason why Dominic's had to die, it's cool.
Yeah.
We good. We're straight.
But you know what? I think because people weren't in the mindset they are in now. Now, everybody wants to be organic and gluten-free and all of this. So now people's actually paying the bucks that Dominic was trying to get you to pay a couple of years ago. But now that everybody, you know, trying to live longer lives and be healthy, et cetera, you know, fall into the what they plan, what they telling you is great for you, and going that route.
Oh yeah, and then I forgot. I ate a lot of protein bars and drunk a lot of protein because we have protein.
So when I did go grocery shopping, I literally got like chicken breasts and salad products and vegetables, and I got me a couple of like healthy choice meal link things for lunch while I'm working. And I'm like, that's kind of good portion control.
Yeah.
So you know that it's already proportioned. It's got enough seasoning for you. Throw it in the microwave. I can take a shower, come back, eat. Boom. I need to go buy me like some juices or some smoothies, and plenty of water, of course.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, and I'm supposed to start back to gym tomorrow. I purposely waited until February so all those new year, new me people get their asses about the gym.
That's crazy. You were talking about. Oh, so then I would also sometimes go to Jewel and get the yoga parfaits, but then I was just like,
why is it Jewel's is not cheap?
Because Jewel is right next to my job. But they was like, they'd be like, because I'll go there for lunch. So,
you know what? I lied. You know the last time I've been at Jewel's?
Okay.
Was the day of the New Edition movie starting.
That was because last week. And you forgot about it already. That's crazy.
My home, well, because I wanted to forget, you know how they, like you said, they have the hot bar and they have like chicken wings and potato wedges and stuff like that. Oh my God, it was so horrible. The potato wedges was terrible. And the little chicken wings, yes, they were, and I've had them before where they were good. Something, I don't know if they just had an off night. It was so bad. That's though. We had bought like a whole bunch of it for to watch the movie.
Okay.
And we all took a bite like, maybe not.
All right. So then, man, I'm mad that that happened. I've had bad wings from there before, but not too often. Is it weird?
I just really needed the Hawaiian bread. Hawaiian bread got crack in it or something. Like, that is by far the best bread in life.
You know what I love about Hawaiian bread? That
it don't need nothing. No, it don't have to be warmed up. It don't need no butter. It's just
it has
perfect.
Nothing to do with Hawaiian bread. It's
that's true.
It's the fact that so many of us eat this shit, and I've never talked about it my whole life, but I'd be on Twitter and be like, that shit's so good, man. Give us some more. I'm like, you guys eat Hawaiian bread too? I thought, like, all right, cool. That shit is delicious. But I started making. So next week I got a meal prep. So on Sunday we will talk about the Super Bowl because we got a lot of shit to talk about today. I will put a bunch of chicken breasts in the oven and then make my fucking lunch. They have like some rice and some and vegetables for the rest of the week.
I thought about meal prep, but I don't want to eat the same thing every day.
That's what I was doing this whole month. I only ate the same thing. And a plus, I guess you could flip it with the vegetables or whatever. But I was just like, it is what it is. I'm cool with eating chicken every damn day if I have to. I mean,
like, I feel like I gotta make 3 different meals just so I can have variety throughout the week.
Yeah, you could do that. And then if you want anybody else listening, the Kashi makes some bomb ass frozen microwave things, and they're vegan. And they were like, I had the mango, what was it? Corn and beans. It was whatever it was. It was great. Like, I had that a couple of times for lunch. What I was going to ask you. Shoot, I don't even remember. And it's not written on here. So my bad. No, but I was going to say one of our conversations, because I remember last week we were talking about how hard it is when you talk to a woman and they hear one thing and when you said something, they hear something else. But here's an example that happened the other night of, like, you know what bothers me is, like, when you're talking to somebody and they're a hypocrite, but don't even, I not understand the part of being a hypocrite is not knowing that you're a hypocrite. Mm-hmm. So, like, I have a little past, and I have no idea how we got into this. I was talking, and I want to know if you've ever had this happen to you, or not, if you've ever dated this type of person. And I was talking to Sarah, and I told her that I dated women who are quote unquote gang affiliated. And she was just so shocked. And I was like, well, they weren't like in the gang, like their brothers were vice lords and Blackstone or something like that. And she was like, well, you could have got hurt and you could have got this and got that. And I'm, you know, me knowing a little bit of Sarah, because we're both on the east side of Aurora. And I was like, so you never dated anybody in the gang? And she was like, oh, yeah, I dated dudes in the gang. So as a woman, you felt more safe dating a guy in the gang, but you was feared for my life in the past?
I could not date anybody in the gang. I don't have that. My worry not set up for that. Like, I had a cousin. No matter how hard I tried to, like, get him on the straight and narrow, it was like this man lived, breathed, sweat the streets. Like, it yeah. was in his blood. Like, it was just something he had to do. I remember we hadn't talked in, like, years, because I know he had, like, went to jail at one point, and then he had moved out of state for one point and dealing with some girl. And then he comes back home, and I think we finally see each other, you know, after a few years. Yeah. Like, what's up, cuzzo? How's life? How's this? Woo, woo. So we get back in contact with each other. And then, like, 2 days later, he hit me up. Hey, cousin. I'm like, yo, what's up? What you doing? Nothing, you know, this shit. Yo, I need you to ride me up to such and such, to some place. Why? Oh, I'm finna beat this nigga ass. Wait a minute. Wait. Pause. Time out. Flag on the play.
Well, I mean,
you want me to drive from my home?
Yep.
To come over east, because he don't live on my side of town. To go over east to drive you to someplace else to start some bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, man, the boy jumped my brother. This sounds personal. This ain't got shit to do with me. So you want me to get jumped?
That's right.
In the midst of this. And then you ever have a conversation with a person, right, who's like street to the day they die? It reminds me of Kevin Hart so much, because you know how he goes,
oh, yeah.
like the dude. I swear to God, my cousin is like a product of the street. It is like, and I hate, and because street people be so smart.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They're real intelligent,
yeah.
but dumb as fuck. And that's my cousin. Like, we'd be talking about some stuff, and somehow he relates it to the street. And you're like, do you hear yourself right now? Like, you're going to die. You're going to, I live this world, from, but you're going to die.
Why are you bringing logic to this?
Because of the experience I had with my cousin, I know I could never, ever date a street guy.
All
ever.
These hustlers and gangbangers who holler at you didn't even have a chance. You could have been the one that changed them.
Listen, no, because you can't change them type of people. And by the time they want to change, it's too late.
Yeah,
they about ready to either get caught or get killed.
Yeah, they built up so much bad credit.
Yeah.
That you be like, you know, you hanging out with the person and you be like, you know what? These past 2 or 3 years been good. He's got him a good job, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, dudes remembered. Or yep. the one of the dudes he had beef with got out of jail. And that was getting him through. Like, I'm finna get this dude and got.
I couldn't imagine, you know, like, worrying every time my phone rings because it could possibly be bad news, you know, or people have a vendetta out on him, so I'm caught in the crossfire. Like, I'm not made for that type of life.
That was my whole logic.
And I'm not the ride. I'm a ride or die, but I am not that ride or die. I'm gonna tell. I'm not going to jail for you. I'm not holding no weight, no money, no guns. Like, I'm not that girl. I'm sorry.
Let me write this because I'll mess this. Hold that ride or die because we're coming back. All right. But I remember when I was a sophomore, like, so the majority of the black people I grew up with were GDs, Gangster Disciples. And I remember when I was working at Brown's Chicken, this one dude was a GD. He had all this money. And he was like, hey, come to the meetings, blah, blah. And I was like, you know what? I want money. But then I was like, I can't live my life paranoid. I don't want to be like, is because in Aurora, there's lots of Mexicans, and Mexicans are mostly Latin kings. And I'm like, I'm good. I'm just going to be looking at every Mexican like, this dude going to kill me. And plus, I didn't want my mom to worry. Like, at first, I was like, I'm not built to sell drugs. I'm good. I'll get robbed. But no, I'm not going to be doing that. But this ride or die thing. Why are women ride or die, but I've never heard too many men claim they ride or die, or hear
That's
women
true.
Say, I want a ride or die man? Like, do we blame the locks, you know, for a ride or die chick, or what, did this start beforehand?
I feel like because the roles are never really reversed where the guy has to be ride or die. Normally the guys are in charge, you know, like the main person there in
but
the
why
front.
Does this the is, woman have to be ride or die for some stupid shit the dude did? It's never like I'm ride or die, you know. It's never ride or die like, hey, I've been talking to this dude since he was 14. If his ass going to college, I'm going to college because I'm a ride or die chick. It is never that. It's always like if he got beef,
dumb bad shit.
Like, yeah, God, why can't it be ride or die? Like, he got good credit, then I got good credit because I'm a ride or die chick. Like,
why? Again, trying to bring logic to the situation.
Yeah, but it's just, can we reverse ride or die? And then the other thing, because we had this conversation the other night, is about, you know, I like to ask questions, right? So I asked her, like, why do you, I was like, what reason do you think I would leave? I was asking Sarah, like, what reason do you think I would leave you or whatever? And she brought
up,
like,
unhappy.
Yeah. What did she put up? I forgot what. Oh, she's like, because I was like, I would leave you if you like messed up money or you. She did bring up one. She's like, if I didn't have any ambition. And I was like, that's true, because I couldn't be with anybody who didn't have a passion. But one of them was like, if I gained 10 pounds. And I was like, what are you talking about? Blah, blah. We went back and forth. But here's my thing. Why? If a woman gains weight, or a woman isn't the size she used to be when you met her and it went negative, right? Because, yeah, she can be like, oh, kind of chunky. Then y'all got with her and she got slim or whatever. Either way, it went to what you not attracted to. If a man leaves, he's shallow. Yeah, I feel like if a woman got with me and I have a decent body, you know, Trey Songz or Will Smith or something like that, Idris Elba, why, if I got big, the woman stays? Why are y'all expected to stay? I feel like if that's not what you want, you are well within your rights to leave. Why are women? I feel like women are programmed to be like, guys get fat and bald. That's what they do. Like, you got to stop.
I feel like you can still find a person who's fluffy attractive.
But not everybody looks attractive fluffy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think weight looks good on every man. Like, but I think women aren't, which I don't get, because women should be shallow. Like, in this day and age, if you're not attracted to a man, then leave. Like, that to me doesn't make any sense that you like, but I made a, especially if he did something, because I always said this to Sarah. If I get a tattoo on my face, would you like that? She said, hell no. I said, well, you would leave, right? You're not attracted to that. Why is that okay? But if I put on 60 or 70 more pounds and she left, that would be like out of the norm. Like, oh my gosh, she left you because you put on weight.
That's
like, true. I just, women, y'all stop letting these dudes. I don't get why we stop doing the shit that got us the person in the first place.
That's what I don't get.
If your ass was in the gym, keeping it nice and tight, then keep it nice and tight for at least 10 or 15, right? It's a little, not really a small bit, a mid bit, just 10 or 15. That's all. Golly. What else happened this week? Quick question, and I know you are the wrong person to be asking. You just are, because I thought about, I work at a school, for those who don't know, and most of these teachers, right, they get married and then they get pregnant within the same year. And I was thinking about this. I brought it to Sarah and I was like, wouldn't you want to wait, like, just to enjoy marriage a little bit? Because just like we had a kid-free weekend, like, that's, I would, you know, if you didn't have a kid, I would try to wait 2 or 3 years. And the reason I said you're the wrong person, because you don't want kids, but hypothetically speaking, what do you think the average time between the moment you and him say I do to the moment a kid should arrive? Shouldn't we?
How long have we been dating? I think that plays a factor. And I say that because you probably did a lot of stuff. If you're one of the people who was dating for like 5 years before y'all got engaged and married, you've kind of lived that. Y'all been by yourself. Y'all probably traveled. Y'all did a whole lot. Okay, after you married, maybe another year or two, depending. I feel like after it's been 8 years of y'all dating and getting to know each other, it's probably about time to have a kid.
All right. So I understand where you're coming from. But my thing is, I feel, and correct me if I'm wrong, ladies and men, they already know, don't be like, I'm right. Every step you take with a woman is different. So what I mean is, when me and this woman are at our talking stage, there are certain expectations that come with that, like, am I courting her, blah, blah, blah. That's one stage, right? But then when me and her decide to be boyfriend and girlfriend, she's going to take it to another level. I obviously got to step my game up if I want to keep her. And then when we get married, I'm like, you know, when I marry Sarah, I'm not used to wife Sarah. Wife Sarah might be different than girlfriend Sarah. Because when you go from girlfriend to talking, right, isn't it always different where you're like, hey, look, when we were just talking, that's cool, but I don't know where your ass at. You can't just be disappearing for 2 or 3 days, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like when y'all live together, you got to be like, hey, you can't just be coming in the house at 1 in the morning. So it's different steps. And I'm like, let me get used to wife you first before we jump into, because you're going from wife you to parent you. Yeah. And parent you might be different. And especially for men, they have to get used to the fact that you not number one no more. Like, this baby mm-hmm. is her life. And yeah. then, man, we don't know how to handle that. Sometimes we get in our feelings and we get a little jealous and be like, man, whatever. Did you watch Love by the 10th Date?
I did.
Oh, God, y'all.
What? You hated it?
No, I didn't. Actually, I did not hate it. So Love by the 10th Date was this movie that starred Megan Good. It was a Lifetime movie. Sorry, Megan Good, Kelly Stewart, Kelly Rowland, and Kerry Hilson and Brandon T. Jackson, right? Those are the only people y'all probably would know in this. Y'all barely know Kelly Stewart. Only thing that most of y'all seen is Guess Who? With
She's so pretty. Gosh, yeah. Gorgeous.
So, I take notes now, guys. it was basically like, a relationship isn't real to the 10th date. And I was thinking to myself, like, first of all, I've never heard of this. Second of all, I'm so glad, because I would have been in my head during my single years. I'm like, oh, shit, are we in a relationship? Because it's like the 10th time.
See, that's the problem. It wasn't, I feel like you putting it in your head, but this wasn't about you. It was about the woman.
No. What I'm saying is, the only thing that would have been in my head, Not that I'm thinking it, I would have thought, this is the 10th date. Does she think we in a relationship now? If that was something you saw women tweet 4 or 5 years ago. Now saying, like, okay. I would never have jumped to thinking, like, oh, 10 dates, I've been keeping track, we in a relationship. I'm thinking, like, is she thinking this? They work at this digital magazine. So Megan Good, I believe she's the artist, though, and not a writer. She comes up with this thing, like, if I can go on 10 dates with the same guy, I want $5,000 for this story. And then her boss comes back and like, you got to do this in 60 days. So it's a common rom-com. And it looked like, again, this wasn't meant for TV because there was a lot of shits and fucks that they had to take out. But the couple of problems I had with it, I thought it was well acted. Mm-hmm. I thought, first of all, that the best storyline was the one we didn't get. And that was Kerry Hilson and Brie
yeah.
in the open marriage. I'm like, I feel like we should be following this, like, just a little bit. And it's very paint by the numbers. So you knew that her and Brandon T. Jackson was going to get together.
Yeah.
But my problem with that was I wish they would have came up with something better. So this is why.
I think it's supposed to be a part two.
We'll get to that. We're going to get to that. So here's why I had a couple of problems with it. I remember I met this woman and she told me that, what'd she say? She said, rom-coms are fairy tales for grown women. And then I meet Sarah and Sarah does not watch rom-coms. She's like, no, that shit is childish. And then it didn't help that I heard a podcast that had rom-com tropes in it. So I'm very alert when I'm watching this. Here's the thing. Brandon T. Jackson is this sort of like playboy character, right? I don't like the fact that they made him be who he was and Megan still accepted it. Like, that bothers me. Like, if when you watch it, there's a lot of mansplaining. And I never use that word, but I'm like, I'm so tired. Because you're a woman. How many men explain to you what you are and then you still end up with them? Because Kelly Rowland still end up with the reggae dude. How? Yeah. That didn't make any sense to me. I'm like, this dude. And then when she get in the elevator, Megan Good gets in the elevator. And her name was Gabrielle Faithful. What name was that? What the fuck? Faithful? I was like, okay. She gets in the elevator with Brandon. And he's just like reading her. Well, I know what it is. What it is. But I'm like, why? Who does this? So her car doesn't work, right? We get to this part where he has to pick her up. The first time he picks her up, he got to drop off his date. She's in the backseat. The second time he pick her up, he got panties in the But this is who she falls for. This doesn't, like, why would you fall for that man?
They had a good connection and good conversation. And they laughed and joked, and it was carefree because he wasn't looking at him as a relationship type. So you actually just got to know him and like him.
You know what, my job, it's not really a made up job. I just don't know how you apply for it. I wish I got this script so I can punch it up, because here's another problem. We're supposed to believe Megan Good ain't fine. She really was playing herself like she's not cute. And I was like, no, you don't work around that. Just saying, like, she don't meet good guys. But there's a scene where her and Kelly Stewart are at the club.
I don't think that's how you pronounce her name. But okay.
What do you pronounce it?
They had a show afterwards where they was in the
when they was talking about
it. And I thought it was Kelly too, because it's K-E-L-L-E-E. But it's like Kali or something like that, I believe.
Oh, all right. Well, Kali Stewart. Her name is Nell. We'll use that.
There we go.
Oh, it is Kelly. I can see how you could do both ways. We're going to get into Nell, because that shit didn't make sense either.
Oh, my God. That was like my most hated. I love her, but her character and the storyline, I was over here like, there's no way, bro.
Yep, no, I know. All right. So we're already in the 60-day thing. Right. There's a scene where Megan Good character is Gabby. I think Kelly Rowland was Margot, and then Carrie Hussle was Brie. And her are at this club. Girl is up there dancing, getting her little life. And she was like, Megan Good says, how are we supposed to compete with that? And then the girl says, we could be strippers. Megan Good, next line is, well, then I got to go to the gym. Girl, your body tight. What the fuck is you talking about? Why would you switch places with Kali? Like, that would have made sense if she said that line. It wouldn't have made sense when you said that line. You're a woman. Have you ever forgot that you weren't wearing panties? Because that church scene didn't make any sense to me.
No.
That's what I was like.
No way. I am not one of those women who can't wear panties. So I'm clearly going to know I ain't got no panties on.
And she had a dress on and she got saved or whatever and fell all the way down in the dress, and she just forgot why the whole congregation was taking pictures. So I guess we can jump to now, because I'm tired of first of all, Chris is the go-to name. It's just easy, I guess. That was her ex-boyfriend. That dude always plays a football player. Don't he play a football player on the LaToya Luckett show on TV1? She's her ex. No. I don't think so. But I remember that's where I seen him from. And then I was thinking, like, he probably been in a Madea movie before.
He looks like, speaking of Madea stuff, I heard two of his shows got canceled off of Oxygen.
Yeah, they're moving them to Saturday. I forgot to look, because we don't really talk about Tyler Perry. So now, meets this dude. You should have, where's my notes for this? Because I definitely was writing, like, isn't this dude gay? So they're flirting. Flirting.
Stop. Pause. Flag on the play. No foul. Man. Listen. When they had that scene.
Which one?
When they was enticing each other.
Oh, yeah. She got the olive.
With the straw and the olive. I was like, I don't even want a man who's going to do that. Like, that right there alone was a turnoff. But then, no. Here's what topped it off. He walked over to her and was like, bitch, you fat. Like, no.
See, that's the thing too. So if you guys don't know,
there's no way. Go get Sarah. I want to ask Sarah right now. You walk in there like, she, bitch, you fat.
Hold up. I never told this story. All right. So Sarah, like, first of all, my whole life I never met a woman who could walk. Like, I've never met a woman who just got a mean ass walk. Like, if we went into a room,
I got a good walk when I got heels on.
When we walk into a room, like, all eyes, like, damn, okay, whatever, right? And Sarah has a bad walk. And I remember when I was in, we was in Vegas. I was like, dude, you got to work on this walk. What is wrong with you? And she was like, what's the problem? I said, all right, fine. You finna walk all tomboyish. I'm gonna walk like a chick. And I switched in front of her. And she's like, if you ever do that shit. I was like, that's how I feel. Stop doing that shit. Like, pay attention. I don't care what you got to do. Fix it. Like, that's not going to work. And that's why I didn't believe her storyline. Because, fine, you get over the fact that he's bisexual. His mannerisms were too feminine.
Yeah, it was. That's what it was. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm not gonna sit here and say you can't be with a man because he's bisexual. He likes women. He likes men. Fine. But the fact that he comes off too much like gay, like a chick. Yeah. I can't do that. I can't.
Yeah, because it builds up, guys. Because at first you know he hits you with the bitch. But then when he performs that Luther Vandross song, I'm like, how are you going to be able to dance with your man and your man dance like your BFF? Like, how are y'all ever, who's leading? Like, what are y'all doing? I really didn't want them to get back together. I didn't either. I was like,
move on. Yeah. It's a wrap.
And they got back together in such a, like, I'm going to stand outside and play this song.
It was so easy, mimicking. You know, like the 80s movie.
Yeah, like outside your window, blah, blah.
But I, you know, at first I was going to complain about it, but I fell back because I feel like we only complain about black comedies, like black romance comedies, because this could have been the exact same script for a white, you know, audience. And they probably would have just been funny. Yeah. It would just been like, oh, that is because that's what they, you know. But when it's black people doing the same, people are like, oh, that's corny as shit.
But see, I know, I didn't think the act was corny. I think the way she got, like, that act was the way you got him back, really. Like, he was really in his feelings because she said gay and bisexual was the same thing. I felt like she should have been doing a lot more, like, coming over, stalking him. I don't know. Like, but you had to do something. Another thing I never had, I never dated a woman whose favorite couple was Martin and Gina. The fact that that was their thing, and I was like, there was so many other,
I have a favorite TV couple.
Most people
but I
don't.
Like Martin and Gina.
Yeah, they were cool. Then they wrapped Black Sheep together. I was like, really?
No, that scene bothered me. I'm like, because it looks so it just wasn't authentic. It looks so fake.
It just looked like, you know what didn't help? It looked like, well, this is the only song we can clear. So I'm like, the Black Sheep, and I love Black Sheep, but that wouldn't have been the song y'all would have. You just wouldn't have. So then she finally meets, she gets Chris, her ex comes back into her life. She gets all the way to 9 dates. And this thing bothers me too.
This bothered me.
Wait, which, so I'm bothered by both sides. First of all, this guy was like, man, I lost my sister. I need a woman to talk to. I want to be friends. Take it step by step. Then when she brings up this whole, like, hey, you know, we're almost at this 10th date, so this is going to be a relationship. He's like, man, I ain't looking for none of that. Know what they do? They perpetuate the crazy girl stereotype. And I watched that whole scene. I said, this is why men don't tell women stuff. And women think, this is how you're supposed to act. Because she broke all his stuff, throwing a fit. And I was like, why? Why even put this scene in there? What was you mad about with that scene?
The scene where she started breaking shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, it ain't never that serious. Girl, I'd have been like, all right, fuck you, grab my purse and walks away. I'd have been that little gift.
She could have just took the cake from jump. And, like, cause remember, she came back for the cake. She could have just did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, this is, I'm not, I think I tweeted, I was like, damn it, bitch, Gabby, that's why men think we crazy.
Yes, that's what, all I was like, see, this is perpetuating the stereotype. Cut it out.
Like, she went from 0 to 12,000 real quick.
Wait, are men dumb and smart at the same time? Because
I think people are dumb and smart at the same time.
Because I was watching that scene, and I typed, are men really oblivious? And then I looked at myself and I'm like, look, sometimes I cannot tell when a woman likes me, but I can tell when a woman wants to talk, and I'd be damned if we watching Shaka Zulu and I'm like, you really trying to watch this movie? I can catch this movie later. It is not that serious. Why can't we just have this conversation?
Uh-huh.
All right. So, we didn't even talk about the worst part about how Nell got her bisexual boyfriend back. They're getting married. And all I kept thinking was like, aren't we still in that 60-day marker? Like, what is going
That's
on?
True.
Yes, I was like,
that is so true.
Why do you have to get married? You haven't even met his family. What are we doing?
Ain't no telling what's going on over there.
Oh, man. So, long story short, she gets with were they going to have sex? Were her and Dante about to have sex on that couch?
I think so.
All right, listen, women, I appreciate it. So they did kiss, and I don't like the TV does that too. I don't want to kiss you. if you're not in your right mind. I never understood why we had so many movies and TV shows that had guys and girls first kiss after the girl was crying. Like,
because they're vulnerable.
I know, but that's why you shouldn't do that shit. Like, I don't want her to call the next day and be like, so last night, thank you for being my friend. And then you're like, oh, so we're not going to bring up this kiss. Okay. All right, cool. That's cool. Like, I'm not going. It's like, shoot.
Have I had that moment? No.
She's like, have I cried and then get kissed? But this is the thing. And he did break off some knowledge, but I felt like he was too old for this. So Brandon T. Jackson, name is Dante. He does not look like a Dante. I felt like it was horrible.
I saw Dante.
You saw Dante? What?
You said he doesn't look like a Dante. I can see him as a Dante.
His ass could have really been Brandon and would have pulled the shit off. It's a common black name. Like, it's not like it would have been over. But he was like talking about, he was, you know, covertly talking about like how she's great, but he's not ready, because he's got a lot of playing to do. And I was like, I remember this conversation I had with this woman. We were young. I don't know why I called her when we was 20 something, but
because she's a woman.
Yeah. But I explained to her, like, when a woman finds the quote unquote perfect guy at a young age, she is so happy because she ain't got to date no bullshit ass motherfuckers, right? When a guy finds the perfect girl at a young age, she's like, I didn't get that threesome popping. What about old girl down the block? We get so mad, right? But this is how I was thinking 10 or 15 years ago. He was too old for this because I'm like, if you really felt like Megan Good character Gabby was that great, why would you even risk seeing her be happy with somebody else? Y'all work together. Like, I would not have taken that risk. But I was happy that, because I was also mad at the end because she apologized to him. And I was like, don't you fucking, he should have been told you how he felt. But he did apologize and like, and said, I should have told you and blah, blah. But I still didn't see how they was going to be together. Can we talk about how, before we jump on to Carrie Hilson's weird storyline, I looked up these heights. Now, Megan Good is 5'5". Carrie Hilson is 5'9". 4 inches, as ladies know, on a penis is not that much. Were they wearing different size heels? What is going on?
Yeah, I was like, she looked like an
Amazon.
Her.
I was like, what is going on?
And, towering over her.
And I don't have an open relationship. That's not really my thing. But I would think she would have told her husband that it was another guy coming to that bedroom. And when her husband and her have this come to Jesus moment, I didn't understand when he was like, I married you because I wanted to be with you. And why can't we just do it the regular way? And I was like, wait a second. Why did y'all even get married?
Right.
You guys could have just, if you was marrying her so you can just have her, you guys could have just stayed single because you obviously wasn't into the open.
You don't have her.
Yeah. So it was a waste of time.
But you know what? Like, I got his pain and everything. But don't bring my secretary into my damn bedroom.
You broke the rules.
You don't have to die.
And I just, you know what, in, I think the most part, the part that bothered me the most is when he was like, why can't we try it this way? And she was like, that's just not who I am. And I'm like, what's your backstory? Like, where did this come from?
Yeah.
Like,
she was beautiful. I hated her hair, though.
You didn't like the blonde wig with the curls?
I hated that big curl and everything because Carrie, body, face, she was just giving it to me. You know who... I was not here for Kelly Rowland's character. And I'm not saying that in a mad way. Like, nothing's wrong with celibacy or anything like that. Because her character was celibate because she couldn't find no man. And
then she get with
she wasn't
little,
getting none. She kept it that way.
She gets with a musician who degrades women.
Exactly.
That didn't make any sense.
I did not like her story. She was, to me, she was who I feel like she is in real life. Like, I feel like Kelly Rowland is a boring person.
You do. Yeah, but go check it out. Let us know what you think about it.
We probably talked about a lot of bad stuff because that's what we're supposed to do.
But it was good.
The movie was actually pretty good.
It was. So we got, before we get out of here, we're just going to leave off this cliffhanger. All right, so first of all, so I don't mean to be that damn loud. I'll fix that in post. But so the movie ends at this party, this wedding shower, is that what it is? Whatever it was, engagement party, probably was, right? between so her friend and the bisexual dude. I think his name is Fred, Freddie or whatever. And Dante shows up, even though he's supposed to be in Chicago. And the, like, we don't need to go into the interest, the delicate parts, whatever. And then he walks off. And then Megan tells Nell, like, is it cool if I leave? Even though it's her house. I'm like, I'll just leave, whatever. How did he disappear so quickly? Like, she went into the street and he was gone.
No, let's talk about how she did not get fired from this job.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess because popularity kind of runs thing. If Twitter and all these, you know, artists was coming for her and want, yeah, you're not going to fire the person who just gave you all of this.
Yeah.
But still, it's like, girl, you got a lot of damn nerve
to come through and change my website without telling me.
And how dare Chris bring his ass back at the end after told me.
So the doorbell rings. They get done with their little quick makeout that I thought they was going to have sex. And I was like, that is just way too soon. And then Chris shows up with the ring in hand. And I was like, and you should have seen me. I was like, go off. It should end just like this. Fuck it. Who cares? Like, and it did. And the only thing I didn't like is, why did Megan look directly at us on some Zach Morris shit? Like, you know, we've been watching this whole movie.
Right.
It didn't look like, you know, how sometimes you look down like, what the fuck is this person doing? It didn't look like that. It looked like, y'all, can y'all believe this shit? And I was like, good. Because real life, you got to make decisions. I don't like the fact that, because I was like, they're going to make Chris an asshole watch. And they did. And I was like, no, she should have to choose.
She
did
have to choose, though.
All right.
Because I think there's a second part. I think there's going to be a second part because that's a cliffhanger. And I feel like in the second part, we can get deeper into some of their storylines or backstories or whatever.
I want to see
but
what Carrie has to
story. Speaking of new shows that started, did you give the Quad a chance?
I forgot about it. And I recorded it tonight, so I forgot about it.
I forgot about it, too, until earlier today. And I was like, what can I watch? And my homeboy came over. And I was like, oh, The Quad came on last night. And me and him had the biggest debate about watching this show. So he didn't want to watch the show for two reasons.
Okay.
One, because it was called The Quad. And two, because it came on BET.
He didn't watch the audition?
That's what I brought up. I brought that up. He was like, he said I wasn't going to originally watch the New Edition movie until he seen the remake of You're Not That Girl video.
You're Not That Kind of Girl, Not My Kind of Girl.
Until he saw that video, which made him interested in watching the movie. Because he said he didn't want to watch the movie at first because it was on BET. So rewinding back to The Quad, though, I go, what's wrong with the title? And I got his point. He goes, the HBCU, we don't call it The Quad. We call it The Yard. And I get that.
Yeah,
I
because that's where you stomp. You don't stomp The Quad. You stomp The Yard. That makes sense.
So I get that. But I was like, but it's the same meaning. And then I go, that's what's wrong with y'all. Because BET is trying to give us some stuff for black people. And because it's on BET, we don't want to watch it. We perfectly fine with this same show being on like VH1 or something.
Yep.
And I'm like, that's not fair. I said, at least give the show a shot. Give it a chance before you dismiss it.
Did y'all watch it?
So the first episode, I watched it.
Okay.
No, he watched it. He watched it, so I made him watch it. The first episode
like I'm
was
just picturing you making somebody. Is Yeah, I saw it. I was like, I come home and I was like, this is 2 hours?
Yeah, but I did not expect it. So I'm like, they did it like they did Being Mary Jane. However, Being Mary Jane was a movie who people liked that they made into a show. They was like, you're going to get this movie and this TV show. Okay?
Right, you're going to get this work. BET over there cooking. Y'all got
to
let it.
And I'm trying to give them a chance. So I will say it was an okay show. I feel like I care more about the president's storyline than the kids in the school storyline.
That's the one that Anika Nani Rose plays, the president, right? Yeah.
And I feel like their storylines are like extra deep. Like, maybe because it started off as a movie and you got to put as much in as a movie as possible.
Yeah.
Compared to would it be in a TV show and you can just kind of lead up to these tragic ass moments that happened in this episode.
You think BET rushed The Quad out because they know Dear White People is coming? So, but maybe it's more like a yin yang because it seems like this is like a soap opera drama where Dear White People is going to be like social political commentary. That's how the movie was.
I didn't see the movie.
Oh, it was good. But I will check out The Quiet and I'll bring you my thoughts. It ain't gonna be, I'm not doing in detail notes like this one. What else? Is there any? Oh, you know what? How long we've been talking? Because I know somebody be like, "Are y'all really gonna wait a whole hour?" Yes, Beyonce pregnant, y'all. Congrats! Like shit, I forgot.
No, you know what? Real talk. Congratulations to B&J on their twins. B&J, that's like a sandwich.
Yeah, you forgot the P, and you would have been there.
Congratulations on that. However,
oh, here we go.
No, because I had to have a little rant on Snapchat last night because I hate people who post dumb shit on social media. Oh,
okay, this is better. I thought you was, I'll tell you where I thought you was going.
So I'm scrolling through my news feed on Facebook and this person goes, oh my God, y'all letting another thing distract y'all. Okay, B&J having a baby, but this ain't nothing but a distraction. So y'all not worried about Trump and what he's over there doing. And I rolled my eyes so hard they could have got stuck in the back of my head because, listen,
you were talking
just
to
because I made note of something else that happened does not mean that everything else in the world that's going on is null and void now. Like, I can say congratulations to B&J and still watch such foolishness, which is President Trump.
Yeah, we can multitask. Our brains can process more than one thing at one time. I don't understand why people...
I just hate when I see that. Y'all letting that... Do y'all know that's a distraction from this, that? Like, shut... Nobody wants... Sometimes people need a distraction.
Yeah,
a break.
I appreciated that because these past 2 weeks have been a little... I'm nervous. What was the... So we... Real, and I don't mean to jump in this because I said this on Love and Hip Hop, and I'll say this now. I'm done. I'd rather us talk about personal lives and funny shit that we can have commentary on. I'm not doing politics. There are people who are well versed in that. But we had the Muslim ban that he don't want to call a Muslim ban. He hung up on the Australia Prime Minister. They're saying we might go to war with China, and I don't want to go to war with China. And then
I definitely don't want to go to war with China.
And then he was like, oh, you got some bad hombres, Mexico. We might send some troops there. He thinks Frederick Douglass is alive. I don't know what this is.
He gotta go.
We gonna be in so much trouble, y'all. I promise y'all.
He is make America great again. He's fucking us up.
Oh, man. But
nobody's going to want to fuck with us.
Oh, no. And everybody, white people, black people, anybody. Chicago gotta stop being it feels like it's, the all lives matter. If you start bringing up something, but what about Chicago? God, all black people do not live in Chicago. Yo, they just don't. I know y'all want to think that. I hear Chicago on so much, like podcasts, radio shows, TV shows. It's just, and then I'm just saying.
I'd be watching something random. They'd be talking about something. And it'd be like, but the violence that's happening in Chicago.
Did you see the pastor who lied? Yeah. The pastor looked like Lloyd Banks and Brian Pumper. He was talking to Trump. He said, I talked to some real gang thugs, top gang thugs, and they want to talk. They want to have a conversation with you for Chicago. And they said, we like what you're doing, and we'll lower our body count. And I said, what are you talking? This sounds like a scene from The Awakenings. Like, are you serious? Like, top gang thugs. What? Fam, who's your...
I don't know what it is that Trump think he can do. I know they talking about he bringing the whole military out here. That concerns me. Like, a part of me be like, well, if you can get the violence to stop, hey, great. But then I feel like it's going to be a whole lot of more innocent people dying.
I know.
I don't know.
He's just like, oh, didn't today the House repealed Obama's background gun check things? That just happened? Oh, I got to... let me pull, because you know there's a lot of fake news and I don't want to give y'all fake news. Obama gun control, what was it? Political. House votes to rescind Obama gun background check rule because they want to stricter backgrounds, and remember mental illness, and now I think it looks like it'll be more. It's a House rolls back rules restricting gun sales to severely mentally ill. This does not make sense. Sick people can buy guns. Okay. This is why we can't talk about this, because I'll be pissed off. I like talk. Let's go back to love by the 10th date. So you, when do you start wearing sweats? Is that by the 10th date? Like,
I don't really wear sweats. So I couldn't even answer that question for you. I said it the other day, because I was blah, 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 blah. I said it the other day. I'm like, there's really cute sweatsuits. I just don't really own any. And I want to, because they're so freaking comfortable.
Because
even when I go to the gym, you know, I have on like yoga pants or, you know, leggings or something. Actual like workout wear type of thing, not like sweats. Yeah. I think I own like two pairs of sweats.
Yeah.
I think the question for me is like, when do you start wearing glasses around people?
What?
I don't like to wear my glasses in front of people. I'm very subconscious about my blindness.
And that makes no sense. How many black women wear glasses? I don't know why you was
no,
like,
because I'm blind.
I know, but I was like, I'm trying to figure out like why do you have that when you've seen so many women either wear fake glasses or have to wear glasses, and you're like, nah, I can't do it. Fuck it. Let me get the contacts working. I can't do the glasses.
That's I don't know. That's because when I grew up, I got teased a lot.
Oh, okay.
Like four eyes and things like that for wearing glasses. So I was so overjoyed when I did get contacts. And so I'm like contacts all the time. So over the last 2 years, so like I got me a new pair of glasses, and I've been slowly wearing them like out. Like people see me wearing on Snapchat every so often, and I kind of started going outside in them. But I think that's no, because they were like in the house things. Like you can laugh at me, but this was an insecurity of mine. Like I would not go outside wearing my glasses, and so now I'm like, okay, I'll wear them, but it still will take me a long time, I think, to like wear them in front of a guy I'm trying to get to know. And I know that might sound crazy, but that,
yeah, dude, because I don't know why. You know why it doesn't make sense? Because men have been programmed to like women with glasses are sexy, and they let their hair down, and you look so smart.
I get that on my Snapchat, like you look real cute in your glasses. And I'm like, ew, but I'm because listen, I am blind, and I'm worse in one eye than the other. So the lens is a little bit thicker, and I feel self-conscious. But don't judge my life.
No, I'm just saying, like, you really got it too. Like, one lens is thick. Like, who is seeing this? Who? Boy, if you met somebody that was like, shorty bad, but when she put these glasses on, fuck that. The Coke bottle, man, I can't do shit with her. Fuck it. Like, are you serious? Like, damn, for real? You played her for her glasses? Nah, man, I can't do what? You can't unsee that shit.
I wearing glasses when I was little.
Well, I was going to say, well, that's because men, and then I was like, well, men be acting like the same thing they acted when they was little. I don't know too many women who wore glasses when I was little.
I'm a little better now. But again,
I've never dated a woman who didn't wear glasses. I've seen every girlfriend I've had who has, you know, has either nearsighted or farsighted has wore glasses around me. I've never, and I prefer them with glasses. I'm like, where are the glasses?
And I don't wear ponytails.
I don't know.
Now, that's not a thing that got anything to do with men. I was just thinking of something else I don't do much.
Well, maybe that don't work with everybody's head shape. Maybe that's why you don't wear ponies. I don't know.
I have a big head. I don't like to wear ponies.
You know what? If you sit and watch TV with me, I would talk about a female's forehead. I'm like, she got too much hair. She need to wear bangs or something like that. It's just you showing way too much. Whatever.
Scandal?
I'm trying to think if we had anything else before we got to scandal. I'm looking at my thing. Did I skip over something? No.
I gotta change the channel. My TV on the news. They got Trump all over it. I can't. In front of these hotels. I feel like he shouldn't have nothing to do with his hotel, Sumbo. This is not an important business plan right now. Like, I don't know. Trump gotta go.
People of color did well at the SAG Awards. Also, let's talk about some of the shows we do to talk about. I didn't check out the teaser for The Walking Dead.
I didn't even know it was out.
It just dropped today. It said that for the fifth season of Orange is New Black, which we just like recap, thank God, the 13 episodes will take place over 3 days. So y'all really stretching out Piper's run here. Like Piper should be gone out of jail by now, but
yeah.
All right, that's cool. Eva Longoria is joining Empire. Feeling any type of way?
As what?
She is going to be, what did they say she is? she'll play Charlotte Frost. That name sounds like a porn star. The formidable director of an all-powerful state gaming commission who has the power to make or break Lucius. Dreams of expanding empires reach to Las Vegas. The twist, beneath Charlotte's alluring facade lies a force of darkness and corruption.
Okay.
Not gonna say that to us.
Can we stop doing this show?
Yeah, I think that.
That's when Flo came on a few days ago.
Oh.
I literally have not seen that
another
movie
thing.
In ages.
If I, we, this might be our tagline. You know how we say like, "Hey, I say P, she say." We might say, we might just say, "Stop buying Lauryn Hill tickets. Stop it."
Who's still buying her tickets?
She showed up 3 hours late. I was like, you know what? You know how they be like, if you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you. I'm
Who's
gonna be like,
booking.
I'm
Lauryn
gonna be
Hill?
Like, if you believe that, I got some Lauryn Hill tickets for you. Like, yeah, who's booking you? Who's putting up with this? Only people who love her showing up late are the custodians because they get no tea. They're the only ones that be like, shorty still ain't here. Motherfuckers got to pay me. I ain't taking no half day tomorrow either. Just help them out. Fuck that shit. What time? Oh, where are we at on time? Is we should, we, are we,
hour.
Are we at an hour? You want to do sleepers or? No, it's not. We can say. Oh, hold on. All right. So, well, I'm saying it while I remember it. I can't wait for next week because we could talk about Valentine's Day. I want to know a few things, and then we can do love songs for what's name. That should be dope because now we got a little theme.
And now it's time for the sleeper songs of the week.
Do you want to do sleepers? Do you want to just go, jump in the scandal, which looks like a flashback of sorts?
I don't think I have any sleepers.
That's fine.
I can't do one. I just don't remember if I did it on this show.
We've only been doing this for like a month or so, right? We haven't been doing this as long.
Like 2 months, right?
We can't. Did we do sleepers before? Oh yeah, we did do sleepers before the break. You're right. Because I was like, did we do sleepers before this?
Did I do Monifa?
No, I don't remember
okay.
Monifa.
All right. I could do a sleeper.
All right. Make sure. All right. So since tomorrow, like, man, we've had a great little run for Studio Flow that we only got to do mixtapes, and mixtapes only keep or delete. We don't put scores on those. But now last week we had Kalani and Migos, and then this week we got SZA, Sid, and Big Sean dropping them like in a few hours, like 2 hours for us. So I went with Big Sean because I don't play enough hip hop. Let's see, is this the right song? This is off of, that's way too loud. Off his Detroit mixtape that he released a couple of years ago.
Cool.
And it got a Barry White sample, so you was gonna give me with that. It's called How It Feel.
Finally famous, nigga. Good. Yeah, and shine down. Yeah. Okay, I get lost in the night. Faded off of that brown. We could take shots of that white. Realest niggas around. Tell me, would you like it? Would you like it if I let you call me big? Take it to the D, I can show you where I live. Take it to the penthouse and show you how to live. And treat it like it ain't shit. Then ask me how I feel. How I feel, how I feel. How I feel, how I feel. Yeah, tell me how I feel. How I feel, how I feel. Man, to be around a nigga that's real. You know I came up. Came down, turned every dream I had real. So tell me how I feel. How I feel, how I feel. Man, to be around a nigga that's real. You know I need everything in plural. That's Benji's and Euros. I just came back from that Perry. My life is moving in turbo. My pinky ring just dangling. Look how I'm sipping my Merlot. Look how I'm hitting my Herbo. Praise God, church ho. What the fuck is you saying?
So yeah, that is on the Detroit mixtape. Y'all can go to that Piff and get that.
I think I'm about to change my sleeper song.
Oh, you gonna give us a Big Sean song too?
No. So, in honor of Miss Candy Burrs being the co-host of The Real this week, and I love her realness.
She fought a pregnant woman. You love that? No, I'm just, she did though.
due to her story and you know how Tiny was pregnant when she had got into it.
Yeah,
and
that was a crazy story.
She didn't get along with Latasha. And the other Tamika in the group, And just Xscape just has such good music, and I feel like they do get overlooked all the time. People start labeling like great girl groups from the 90s. So one of my favorite Xscape songs, it's actually when Tiny was pregnant, I believe. And I don't think she was pregnant in that video. She was pregnant in the other video. But anywho, the song is called Tonight. Good, nice R&B slow. Listen to the rain drop in the background.
Somebody brought up Xscape for a biopic because they have a lot of drama.
That would be a good biopic. Did you see that VH1 supposedly's going to do Jodeci?
Yeah, we talked about that. You know what? I forgot until you just brought that up. Like, hey, didn't we talk about this?
Come on, harmony. Candy's voice is so distinctive.
This made me think about
Tiny voice real distinctive too.
This made me think about how you weren't a legit group until you had an acapella track. Cause I was thinking like, oh, Shy had one, obviously. Mm-hmm. Boyz II Men had one. I think Destiny Child had an acapella track. Like, there's nobody right now can do acapella. Chris Brown cannot do acapella. I know we in the sleepers, but ladies, stop. We gotta stop rewarding negative activity. Because that brother made a video saying he will stalk you. Stop it. Stop giving them passes. He was like, I'm not going to make sure you happy or nothing. We'll talk about that next week.
Well, before we exit Sleeper Song, well, it's not a Sleeper Song, but Mariah Carey dropped a new song,
with
right?
YG. Yes, I don't.
Yes, which samples Donnell Jones. If you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Thank you. That song. Because you know you had to sing a song to get to the chorus. Yeah. Now that you want to.
Man.
So I retweeted it, and I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. And then, you know, Mr. 1738, my boy Elliot, he's like, you know, it's a no for me. And I'm like, yeah, I just feel like she's trying too hard. I always feel like she's trying too hard. Her little lambs hopped all into my mentions.
It was like,
I woke up this morning like, excuse me?
It was like, shut up.
They're like, well, if you don't like her, don't listen to her. Bitch, listen, let me tell you something. What you're not going to do is, and I'm like, y'all missing the point. I'm not even hating this song. I hate because Mariah Carey does so much in the video. Like, she gives you shoulders and and head and face, and she just look like with the quivering lips. I feel like she does too much in the video.
Hold on. Let me see if I can play like a preview of this. If it would do it, it might not. But didn't you? I don't think you told anybody. No, I'm not gonna play. Cheryl hit me up like 2 weeks ago. Was like, I'm watching Mariah Carey's.
I was watching it because it was on. It wasn't nothing else on. I wanted to check it out, and so I looked at it. And even then, I felt like she was doing too much. Ma'am, it's just team too much.
Oh man, it's over. Let's see. I think this should play here, right? I was caught up. I was sly. You could play it with my mind. Told you I'm finished. Just a few weeks. Cause when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. You must have what we had. Probably think I'm coming back. There's way too much going on in that beat. Like, just take a couple of the drums out. Donnell Jones, he was a beast. All right. Let's get into Scandal. I should be writing these episode names down. But so we got so what I forgot to tell you guys last week was I did not appreciate the fact that Liv ended up telling Cyrus her whole point, like she was on to him, because I feel like you should just kept that to yourself. But this episode was about love, right? And sharing your life. It was like hitting you over the head. We find out what happened with Marcus and Millie. Quinn doesn't know if she want to marry Charlie. Liv finding some, feeling some type of way because Fitz got chocolate fever. Like, nobody trusted an FBI agent, Angela Webster. Nobody was just, no. But they end up getting a false confession out of that one guy because Jake helped. I like less Jake. Sorry. So for some reason, just getting Jake in a few scenes is kind of dope. You like, oh, he's showing up. Something bad about to happen. But when I watched this episode, I thought to myself, are we supposed to like anybody? Because Liv was dirty for fucking up Marcus and Millie's shit. Because she was being selfish because she wanted to be back in the White House.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you painted him to be a bad person and he just jumps on anything. But you're the one who gave him that press secretary job. And of course, he would have took that opportunity. We didn't get an answer right for Cyrus. I'd offered Millie the vice president. See, and that's, I was thinking, because we got to the end of the episode and she was like, I want to see Cyrus and I want to see Marcus. But then she left. I'm like, what made her change her mind?
Because she wanted to be president.
Oh, so that's what it was. All right. That makes sense.
Yeah, because you go back to Liv. Why else would you go back to Liv?
Yeah, but I'm here for Liv and Millie drinking scenes. I can watch them.
They'd
drink.
Be so dope.
Those glasses are huge.
Yeah. Like,
those are some big ass wine glasses.
Who is making this moonshine for her? Yeah. It is like on demand. Like she has bottles everywhere.
She has an Ebenezer. Is that the big ass bottle they use on ships or whatever? Huck rebuilt this hard drive and we see the video. So now Liv has proof and the investigation begins. So I don't know how Cyrus is going to get out. I mean, next week he said that she set him up, but I felt bad for Marcus because that dude was feeling some. He was got emotional over her speech. He was teaching her baseball. Like,
yeah.
He was really feeling her. Golly. Oh, but you know what? TV boy. I mean, maybe it's not TV. How many women have y'all like had sex for the first time with a dude and just was like, this is love. This is love right here. She was like, I never felt this. Is this what you felt with Fitz? If so,
which is
I'm
crazy
cool.
Because you spent, like she said, you spent all this time with this person.
Yeah.
And not even in the beginning, you didn't feel like this.
You never, ever. There was not even a glimpse of like, oh, this is who I fell in love with. I don't know. People are crazy. Like I tweak out because I be on Reddit sometimes and I'm subscribed to the relationship one. And every third post is about my wife just left me. My husband cheated on me. I'm like, y'all really be getting married and don't really know people or people be. Or it's not that they. I don't understand people can like put up a front, but that should just be scary to me that somebody wakes up one day and just be like, yeah, I'm that into this. I thought it was a decent episode though, so I'll give it that. I really thought we was gonna get a flashback the whole time, and I was like, really, we gonna pull some Walking Dead shit? Like we're not gonna move forward. We're just gonna sit here.
Nah, I'm happy they bounced around.
Yeah.
I was getting a little confused.
Oh yeah, because it's not enough time passing, so you're just like, wait, is this now or because? It was
3 months ago.
Yeah, he got the press secretary. Though I think that's what threw me off because Millie was mad at Liv for the press secretary. And I was like, is this now or was this back then? And then we had to see the flashback, blah, blah, blah. Anything else about? I'm trying to think if there's anything else on this episode. Oh, Super Bowl pick. Super Bowl's this Sunday. Who you got? Atlanta, New England. I'm going with Atlanta in the upset, 31-17. Probably going to be wrong, but I don't care. anything to make Trump mad because he loved Tom Brady and the Patriots. That's his team. I got Tom Brady's phone number.
I have a lot of Atlantean friends. I be purposely wanting them. I don't know.
I know ATLians. I didn't know Atlanteans.
Hey, it made sense. You understood it.
Yeah.
I purposely like going against Atlanta just because of that particular reason. Because they always come to like, I ain't rooting for no Chicago shit, but I'm really not rooting for the Patriots. So, you know, I let have a swing that particular day.
All right.
Well, Lady Gaga wins. Ain't she doing halftime?
Yeah.
That's been, I mean, it's been known, but it ain't, it's been kind of quiet.
It has been very low key. Because you know what? She got.
It's a moment, I feel like.
She got a couple of songs, Monster, Born This Way. I don't know if I'm naming off albums or songs, but I know Poker Face. Poker Face? Yeah. And I was like, you know, it'd be dope if she actually did the Poker Face version with Kid Cudi, Kanye West, and Common when they sampled that shit. I was like, do that version. Because she has memorable songs, but how many of them, like, you want to sing, you're like, man, I can't wait to Lady Gaga do this
great karaoke song.
Yep. Great karaoke. That's what you should do. Just have a bunch of drunk people get out there and do karaoke for 30 minutes. We should. Are we? No. Should we go out? Yeah, let's go out today. Or I go out to the Poker Face one. It doesn't matter.
Poker Face.
All right. You're a little monster. Knock yourself out.
We should
actually like debate, because there's Lambs, Monsters, Navies, Beehive. Who has like, there's a Future Hive, but I'm like, you just do Hive on that. That's not, no.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work. Who has the best name?
Beehive.
I'm pretty sure there's more. We got to go through all of them. Next week, we're going to do this. It's a Super Bowl. That's our Super Bowl.
Beehive, though. I still think it's Beehive.
All right.
Because Beehive makes sense to me.
It does.
I'm like, Lamb? Where did that even fucking come from?
We will have all of them. I will do the research next week.
Hey, Martian.
Oh, yeah. But she's so tiny. I was going to say she's so tiny, but I'm like, she's not. We'll bring it up. We'll do it. All right. That is the episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We went long. Y'all like these long episodes. You can tweet me at one and only. You can tweet Shell.
At Sexy Shell, you can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Snapchat at iMiz with the Z Shell.
Follow the website 1515 app. Make sure you check out our other podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe, iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, wherever else you listen to podcasts. Tweet us your thoughts. Until next time, I say peace. She says,
bye. I make a say.
What up? Me first. She wanna have whatever she like. She can if she bring her friend. And we can have a hell of a night through the day. Hey, I mean, you staring like a creeper because you got a beeper. I mean, you probably might be saying you ain't jogging either. But man, old girl got a fat old ass. Yeah, the type to make you tell a bitch just dance. And fuck them other niggas because you down for her bitches. Fuck them other niggas because she down for the sticking. And fuck them other niggas so she down for some licking. And fuck them other bitches because she down for the tricking. I'm hoping she a rider when it's said and done. She spit it up and swallow now. I ain't got a drip about the niggas who like her. Cause me and mommy know who can really make her go. Yeah. When I poker face, poker face, I make a say. Yeah. When I
hey,
what she talking about? Yeah.
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 She said she want whatever she like. She said she gon' bring her friend, and we gon' have a hell of a night through the day. I made her say, hold up, born in 88. How old is that? Old enough. I got seniority with the sorority, so that explains why I love college. Getting brain in the library because I love knowledge. When you use your medulla oblongata and give me scoliosis until I comatosis and do it while I'm sleep. Yeah, a little osmosis, and that's my commandment. You ain't gotta ask Moses. More champagne, more toasts, more damn planes, more coasters, and fuck a bus to Benz Park like Rosa Oza.
When I
poker face, poker face,
I make a say. Yeah. When I
poker face, poker face,
I make a say.
She says she want whatever she like, but you gotta bring your friend, and we can have a hell of a night through the day. She blamed it on the alcohol. She had her head did it, was bound to fall down, down for a damn cutie. Already said it, a poker Facebook, I already read it. But man, her head was gooder than the music. Electro body, known to blow fuse as a stripper from the south, looking for a payday. Said, bitch, you should do it for the love like Ray J. But they say, you be on that conscious tip. Get your head right and get up on this conscious dick. I embody everything from the golly to the party. It's the way I was raised on the south side safari, so. When I
poker face, poker face,
I make a say.
Oh, 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 oh,
yeah.
Oh, oh, oh,
when I